As a Canadian, I've always been proud of our universal health care. The fact that it's now being threatened by the current provincial government scares the hell out of me. What frightens me even more is the fact that few Ontarians are even aware of the backroom deals that are already taking place. Yes, we've been told that private clinics will open to speed up surgeries like cataracts and hip replacements. We've also been told our costs will be covered by OHIP. That all sounds great until you ask yourselves, where is the staff coming from? Will they be pulled from already suffering public hospitals with the lure of better hours and better pay? And yes, OHIP may pay for the basics, but upselling is the name of the game and only the well-off can afford that. As well, private clinics will only take the fast, easy patients, not the complicated, riskier patients with heart issues, cancer, diabetes, etc. They will be sent to public hospitals already suffering from depleted staff. Furthermore, and most importantly, we don't need to privatize. Currently, operating rooms in our public hospitals are closed evenings and weekends due to underfunding and lack of staff. The Ford government has created a crisis by withholding $1.25 billion of the healthcare funding while nurses and hospital staff are leaving by the thousands due to overwork and frustration with poor pay. Were you aware that the Ford government funds our hospitals at the lowest rate in Canada? Shameful when you consider that we are the richest and most populous province in the country. The Ontario Health Coalition has been monitoring the situation for a few years and is holding a citizen-led referendum May 26-27. Please have your say then. The future of Ontario's healthcare is at stake. Phyllis Parashi, Guelph Health Coalition member.